Professor John Evans-Atta Mills has been described as an epitome of human rights and justice, which he exemplified through tolerance and respect for the views of Ghanaians, even under intense criticism. According to the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, Loretta Lamptey, Professor Mills was a good man who accommodated divergent views and lived as a gift of unity to Ghana. Recounting memories, the Shrash Boardstool Radio Ghana, that she has known Professor Mills for 30 years and he was instrumental in her return home from South Africa to accept her current position as Shrash Commissioner. Madame Lamptey spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
Absolutely. The president was my prof, taught me company law and also taught me taxation. Yes, the president was a friend, was somebody that I had immense admiration and respect for. And I, you know, always felt that we were very fortunate to have such a caliber of man as the president, regardless of party or political affiliation. At the end of the day, the presidency rests on one person. When you have a good president, it doesn't really matter whether you even belong to any party. You recognize that and value that. And indeed, particularly, it's also bittersweet for me because 5 years ago, when I was in South Africa, I was living in South Africa, and that's when the president had his medical treatment, and he was living in the same townhouse complex that I lived in. He was staying in the apartment just below. So I would stop, you know, he was not the president, he was not the vice president, he was just my professor, former vice president, and I would stop by and check on him, did they need anything over the 3 months that he was there, and it culminated in having lunch for Prof just before he left on a day that turned out to be his birthday. Fond memory, and at that time he was thinking about running and saying to some of us, people used to come and see him. He said, you know, Ghana needs good people, you know. He said, well, but all of you, you're all, you know, outside. And I think the general feeling was, well, you know, when called on, we'll serve. And that was certainly very much a part of my decision to accept this position.
And which year was that?
5 years ago, 2007.
What would you say would be President Mills' legacy so far as, you know, upholding human rights in Ghana is concerned?
That is his legacy, upholding human rights, following others that have gone before him and giving Shraj the independence, respecting that independence, be so tolerant. And that, for us, is fundamental to protection of human rights, tolerance. And I think he exemplified tolerance in his every action. So if we can always remember that, remember the man and how he respected every Ghanaian and was tolerant of people's views, even where they differed from his, I think that's the real legacy.
You hear the Commissioner on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, Loretta Lamptey, talking to Rebecca Ekpe.